is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, higher. Taste of love is sweet when two hearts like ours meet. I fell for you just like a child, but then the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, higher.
Wow, that was cool. I just watched you do that on American Idol, and now you're sitting here in the KBNF studios playing it for us. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm here with Genevieve Rose Mitchell, who I think we saw maybe 3 or 4 years ago. You came in and did a talk in music, and yeah. I have to say you pack a powerful punch. You did then, but now you really do. So I'm wondering what happened in between, I guess. How did you develop your not only your skills, but the sort of feeling that you put into your music in the last 3 or 4 years?
I'm an actress. I mean, by heart, not as a career. That's not what I do. I'm a musician, of course. But in my music, I'm an actress, and I have spent my whole life at this career trying to get people's emotions to be affected by what I sing. And so I've been working on that for like 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more developed.
It sure is. And you've really tapped into it. What do you think that the difference is? Do you know what I mean? Between somebody who's feeling it and somebody's not. How did you tap into that, I guess?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It is really hard to explain how that happened, but I think a big part of it was my dad, because he always felt emotion a lot when he sang. And he doesn't think he has a great voice, but I think so. And so I've learned a lot from him.
Because you can see the difference when he's singing.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So you made it into the top 14 on the recent and the last season of American Idol. Can you tell me a bit about the audition process and just sort of what you go through as an American Idol contestant? I know that's a big question.
Wow. But there's, with every round that you pass, it completely changes. So the first time I went to a cattle call of more than 10,000 people in Denver, and that was crazy. I passed 4 auditions at the cattle call. Before you even get on TV, before you even get in front of the 3 famous judges. And then 2 months after I did all of that, I went to see Keith, Jen, and Harry, also in Denver. And that was really fun. There's a lot of waiting, and there's cameras everywhere, filming you every second, following you around, telling your family, oh, raise your arms over here, and then look towards the sign, and then look back when I say action. And it's really crazy, and it was really fun. And then as I started passing more rounds, we had to take a psych test. That was like 600 questions that were all very, very silly.
Uh-huh.
That was crazy. And everyone had to do that. And as soon as I passed more rounds, then you get to know the producers more. You get to meet a lot more people. You get to meet with lawyers who talk about contracts, and you sign contracts. And then the further you get, it just changes.
Mm. It seems like it would be it would just be an incredible journey, and for your mom and dad too. I mean, because none of you have done this before, right?
Right, right.
So besides your parents, who were probably tremendous support through the whole process, did you meet other contestants or someone else involved in the production that you befriended or gave you support in some way too?
All of the contestants that were in the top 24 are really, really close, especially in the top 14, but the top 24 also, we're all very close, and we're going to be friends, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my music teacher, David Hawes, and his wife, Tamara, have been a huge support to me also, and all of my big family has been there for me the whole time, so I'm really grateful for them too.
When did you start getting an inkling that they were liking, you know, that they liked you, you know, and thought you stood out?
Well, I definitely knew. I'm very different from all the other people who have ever auditioned in any season, just because I'm a cowgirl that's real genuine and not like a short skirt, high heel wearing cowgirl. And I'm the first girl to actually wear a felt hat on the show. So that was really cool. And I was the first person to ever play the cello on American Idol or the harp. So they liked that too.
Yeah. Yeah. How much did they want to, change you, or did they kind of let you be you?
American Idol, apart from all the other shows like The Voice and America's Got Talent and things like that, they change you and they say if you don't do this, you're off the show. But American Idol is the one I wanted to audition for because they let the people, the contestants, do what they want. And they will give you suggestions, and all their suggestions, in my opinion, are right because they're pros. They've been doing this for 30 years. But you don't have to do what they suggest, which is really nice.
Mm. So one person that seemed like she became a really big fan of yours was Jennifer Lopez. I watched a lot of the footage of her reacting to you and then, you know, her comments afterwards and everything. And you gave her goosebumps and you made her cry. And obviously she had a special place in her heart for you through the process.
Well, I think I kind of convinced her once I sang Angel because during the other songs, I would like stay up late and get up early. At one point, I went to bed at 2:30 in the morning and had to get up at 4:30. And that was in Hollywood Week, which they call boot camp for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was, it's all been a crazy experience, but I think I really sold her on Angel when I first put a lot of emotion into a song.
Is she just like drop dead gorgeous in person?
Because she is. She's a lot more. She's a lot more beautiful in person.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Is she? What surprised you about some of the famous people that you encountered? Where you're like, oh, they're a lot different than I thought they were.
They're very nice. Harry Connick Jr. is my favorite judge. He's really smart and about music, and he appreciates the way I tell the story and the way I lyricize my music. And Keith Urban is also really cool. He appreciates my music too. I think they all do. And yeah, they're all very, very cool people. Mm-hmm. And they give a lot of great advice.
What was like the weirdest thing that happened to you where you're like, this is weird?
A lot of weird stuff happened in American Idol. For me, because I'm just, my personality is completely non-dramatic.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of weird stuff happened around. There were some people who dropped out because they were like fainting and during boot camp week. That was an insane week. And there was people who couldn't sing, and half the contestants had laryngitis or were sick. And you're like trying to stay away from everybody. and there's producers running around with medicine and trying to give everyone cough masks, and it was insane.
Did it feel like a dream sometimes? Like, am I really here?
Yeah, it still feels like a dream, actually. Yeah. I never woke up since the day I auditioned for the first time.
Yeah. Do you feel like your upbringing and the fact that you grew up out here and, I don't know, just, did it feel like that grounded you in some way?
I definitely feel like growing up where I did grounded me, especially because I think what added to it is because I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I lived there for 7 years, but I was always growing up a cowgirl. I mean, we would visit this property in Crawford, Colorado, all the time, every year, every few months we would come up here, and I always knew I was a cowgirl, but I was just waiting for the chance for us to move here. Mm-hmm. I never liked it in Las Vegas. And I think the chance that I got to live there for a very short while actually helped me mm-hmm. realize that living on a mountain, I like so much better.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because when I visited, you know, New York and Los Angeles, and there have been periods of time where like cowboy hats and that kind of stuff is popular, like it's fashionable. And people honestly don't believe that people like that really exist still. Do you know what I mean? Did
yeah,
you encounter a little of that where people were like, really? You're like the real, like there really are people like that?
Actually, I went into a Target next to the hotel where they put us up in the top 24. And I went there, and there was a little girl who was about 6 years old, and I was walking through, and she looked at me, and she just gasps, and she runs to her mom, and she goes, "Mom, look, it's a cowgirl! Oh my gosh, are you a real cowgirl? Oh my gosh!"
It's like a character that stepped out of a Disney film or something. Yeah, wow. And I'm here with Genevieve Rose Mitchell. And let's hear another song if we could.
All right.
Haven't got a worry, I haven't got a care. Haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire. I still got my home in San Antonio. When I greet my neighbors with a howdy, y'all, I'm welcome as a queen upon her throne. And when I feel like bragging, I'll just up and say, I'm a sugar plum from San Antonio. I travel around the country on my merry way. I've been in crowds and felt I was alone. But when I feel like bragging, I'll just up and say, I'm a sugar plum from San Antonio. There's a sweet somebody by the Alamo. Someday he's gonna be my very own. He's gonna build me a high chair in a year or so for our little home in San Antonio. For our little home in San Antonio.
You're tuned into Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot, and that was Genevieve Rose Mitchell, North Fork resident and American Idol finalist. She stopped by the KVNF studios last week to tell us about her experience as an American Idol contestant. Here Genevieve tells us about some of the original songs that she's written.
I've been writing since I was 11 years old, and my first song was called Rocky Mountain Hillbilly Girl, and I still play that one in gigs now. And yes, I'm in the process of writing more songs, and I'm hoping to get an album out soon.
Rocky Mountain Hillbilly Girl, because that's sort of what they coined you too.
And right.
Yeah. So I wondered if you, that's interesting, because I was wondering how they came up with that. and it's because that's what you're putting out there. How strongly do you identify with the hillbilly thing? Like, what is that to you? You know what I mean? Because I think hillbilly means different things to different people.
You know, I've always just grown up with my dad saying that we're all hillbillies at heart. So, yeah, I mean, that's just a word that just describes me. And I, it just, the word itself gives a feeling of, yeah, that's who I am. I'm a hillbilly. I mean, it's kind of the same thing with cowgirl.
Yeah.
And that's just who I am.
Right. Yeah. You're from the hills.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you have a good idea of who was going to win, or was it a surprise to you how it turned out?
When we were in the top 24, I told my parents it would be Trent and LaPortia. So that's exactly what happened, which is cool. So I'm like, yay.
Why did you know that? Like, what about them?
They are, I mean, first of all, Trent, he is so unique. His voice is really sweet, and you can identify it out of, if you're just listening to the radio and a song of his comes on, you would be like, instantly, that's Trent. And his voice is really cool, and he changes all of his songs to his own style. And LaPortia, she is so sweet. She is an amazing singer, and she just, like, kills me every time she does those runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her voice is amazing.
Yeah.
They're both really amazing people.
What was your favorite performance of yours?
My favorite performance of mine was Angel, that I did on the harp in the cathedral church.
Mm.
Yeah.
What made that your favorite?
I mean, on American Idol, I didn't have a really good chance to do what I would normally do in a concert. And so that, I think, was the kind of more leaning towards the stuff that I do normally. And I was more comfortable with it. And I just really had fun. And I feel like I told the story more than I did on the other songs.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel like your community contributed to your success?
A lot of my community actually raised money enough so I could fly and go to Denver to audition. I mean, they raised money so I could audition. They raised money for my travels and all the expenses that were required to go to American Idol, even though they paid for a lot of stuff like lodging and food. But there was still a lot of things that were not paid for. And so my community really helped out with that. And I'm really grateful for them for doing that for me.
So you probably have a lot of people that are from around here and actually outside of here now that just really believe in you.
I think so. Yeah.
And can you tell me about some of the fans that, you know, that made an impact, I guess, that you got through this process?
I've gained a lot of fans through this, and they're following me on social media, and it's just really cool to have their support there and know there's people out there who will come to my concerts and who will support my career, and that just means a lot to me.
Do you have a tour or recording contract or things like that came out of this?
Mainly American Idol just gave me exposure to people who would give me tours and contracts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I have an agent that will book some tours for me across the U.S. And hopefully soon I will be going to the U.K. because I have a bunch of fans in the U.K.
Cool. Wow, a European tour. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
What did you learn about yourself?
I definitely stepped up 100 notches in this whole experience. It was a crash course in the music industry and what it would take to be in this career and how hard you have to work. And I was working really hard during American Idol, and I'm so glad for that experience. I mean, the producers that we hang out with told us that this 7-month course of American Idol would teach us more than 30 years of trying to be in the industry could teach us.
Yeah, I can imagine that's true.
Yeah.
What did you learn about how you handle high-pressure situations? You went from probably performing smaller concerts, obviously, in and around, you know, the North Fork, to performing for thousands and millions of people.
Yeah.
So how do you handle that?
It's in my personality to just not be taken by pressure. I'm not sure how that happens. I mean, I've been performing since I was 4 years old, so that's probably a huge part of it. And just, it's all in calming yourself down in the mind, which American Idol taught me a lot about, because the first couple of performances in front of cameras and things, I was like shaking and my voice didn't work very well. And American Idol just taught me to just enter the zone about not caring who is watching you, but at the same time giving your heart to the fans when you perform and just when you walk on a stage.
Mm. Do they have people that coach you in that way, that like just teach you how to calm down, basically?
There are the producers of American Idol are like your buddies. You hang out with them and talk to them, and they give you a lot of advice. And their words of encouragement really helped with the calming down and everything. But there were vocal coaches and choreographers and overall people who would judge everything during rehearsals. And they helped a ton with everything. And there's wardrobe people who dress you, and makeup artists who work with you. And it was really great to learn all of that cool stuff from them.
Is there anything you want to say to the people out there who are listening to this and in your, basically in your neck of the woods?
I just want to tell them all that even though we live in a place where there's not many people and there's no skyscrapers, you can still do whatever you want and just love whatever you do.
That's great. And I would want to tell you that people are very proud of you. Yeah, they are. It was really fun to see the community get excited about what you were doing and feel a lot of pride.
Aww.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for making us proud.
Thank you, yeah. All you guys.
Yeah. So let's hear one more song, if we could, from Genevieve Rose Mitchell.
Are you leaving? Are you going? Did you think you could lose that feeling without me knowing? Are you wishing you never met me? Does it take some train whistle blowing to forget me? All the losing and the knowing that you love her still could be nothing to what empty hearts must feel. Tell me what your empty heart must feel. Are you leaving? Are you going? Did you think you could lose that feeling without me knowing? Are you wishing you never met me? Is just a train whistle blowing all it takes to forget me? Oh, the losing and the knowing that you love her still
what empty hearts must feel. So tell me,